Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Mamo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't not much, man. Hope everybody, you know, who's listening to the show had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you know, hopefully everybody had time to, you know, enjoy the feast and spend time with their family and friends, you know, during the, you know, the first part of the holiday season. And I hope everything is well with everybody. And with that in mind, you know what we do on this show. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. And the number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to let your voice be heard. And on today's show, you know, we're going to talk about the disappointing Giants loss as Giants blew a big lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars as they fall by the final score of 25-24. We're also going to recap another brutal loss by the Jets on Monday night as we proceed to talk about what's going to go down tomorrow night. in another Monday night game featuring the Jets. And, we're also going to talk about the Knicks, how they're doing, the Rangers, and, of course, we're going to wrap it off with a little WWE, a little sports and the team news, recap the Survivor Series, which marked the debut of Sting, finally. We're going to get into that. But, of course, you guys know the number, and feel free to share your thoughts if you'd like. 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So with that in mind, let's kick off with a little football. And let's talk to Giants, man. Giants had a 21-3, lead, at the half, and they blew it. And I know you're a huge Giants fan, so I'll let you, vent a little bit. So without further ado, I'll kick the mic to you, then the imaginary mic to you, Mac.
Yeah, the Giants, man, they led this game by as much as 21 points. They scored, well, they actually ended up scoring 21 points in the second quarter alone. And it looked like they were going to dominate this game. But, as much as they dominated the first half, the second half was a completely different story. They turned the ball over. Jacksonville Jaguars just looked like a different team. They forced Eli Manning to fumble early in the third. And I think it was JT Thomas recovered the ball in the end zone. And that led to a score. And rookie Aaron Colvin for the Jaguars returned a 41-yard fumble for a touchdown in the fourth. And Jaguars ended up winning this game with a last-minute field goal to go up 25-24, and Giants blow a 21-point lead. I think this is their seventh straight loss, if I'm not mistaken.
And I believe you're right. It is their seventh.
Seventh straight loss, and now they're 3-9 on the season, and, they're not going to make a playoff, so they might as well just play for pride right now. But today was not a prideful day for the Giants.
Nope.
And
it was not.
Yeah, it looks like, as much as we talk about the Jets, on the Jets side, how it might be Rex Ryan's last year as coach of the Jets. This might be Tom Coughlin's last year as coach of the Giants.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, we might see both New York coaches out after this year.
You never know. Because, me personally, I would give Tom Coughlin more of a breathing room than Rex Ryan, even though, I do like Rex Ryan as a coach. But, Tom Coughlin, he won the titles,
That's
not
true.
Only in general, but with Giants. So, you should give the guy some breathing room. I know throughout his career, especially before he won the Super Bowl, and in between the Super Bowl runs, he's been, there's always been rumors of him being, ousted. But
right.
He's always been able to right the ship. But
yeah,
unfortunately, look like you might be right, It'd be a shame for them to let him go, You'd want a guy like that to, leave on his own terms and retire.
Yeah,
but like you said, he might get finally ousted.
Yeah, this wouldn't be the first time we've seen like a coach or a manager who's won multiple championships with a team get let go. We've seen it, time and time again. We've seen Joe Torre, the Yankees, when they didn't. Well, actually, they gave Torre a contract, but Torre decided not to come back. Or Terry Francona with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So, it's happened. It's nothing new. But, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't return as coach of the Giants next season. They haven't made the playoff the last few seasons. So, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, like you said, there's no excuse, especially for this loss. They made the Jacksonville Jaguars look – they made a 2-10 team look like a 10-2 team.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully – excuse me, hopefully it can, hopefully they can play for pride because, basically at the end of before the playoff starts, you know, both the Giants and the Jets are going to be playing golf with each other.
Yeah, pretty much. Together.
It's going to be the Snoopy Bowl part two.
Yep.
Unfortunately. And, you know, with that in mind, you know, we're gonna shift gears, you know, to the Jets. And, you know, Jets are going to be, not tonight, tomorrow night, I should say. You gonna check out the game?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it. I got Miami Dolphins on my fantasy team, so I'm gonna have to watch it. It should be an interesting game. Geno Smith is gonna get the start again.
Oh yeah, and he's supposedly the future. So, you know, they're giving him another audition again. You know, and you know, even though the records are, you know, the Dolphins are 6-5 and the Jets are abysmal. They're like what, 2-9, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, two divisional AFC East rivals. You know, they're always gonna, you know, it's always gonna be an interesting game. But question is, will the Jets bring it? You know, when
yeah.
they don't have nothing to, they have nothing to play for.
To play for, yeah.
And that's hopefully they'll show up, but you know they haven't showed up at all, especially in divisional play. So
yeah,
you know, so hopefully, I don't know, hopefully Geno Smith can prove that he was, you know, worthy of being drafted. But enough with the bad news about the Jets. There is one good news that's going to happen tomorrow. You know, former Jets receiver Wayne Corvette, he's finally going to be honored in the, you know, the Jets Hall of Fame, you know, at halftime Monday night.
Oh, that should be nice.
And it's a well-deserved, man. This guy, you know, he's always, you know, played hard, and, you know, he definitely deserved the accolade. You know, he played with the Jets in the 90s, into the early 2000s. And, you know, the guys, you know, he exemplified, you know, Jets' grittiness. So, you know, I tip my hat. You know, it's a well-deserved, you know, accolade for the guy.
Yeah, definitely. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the Jets, you know, the Jets are, you know, they're trying to bounce back. You know, from another brutal loss, I believe it was against the Bills last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, that was.
It was like 38-3, if I'm not mistaken. It was 38-3. Yeah, that was just a terrible game. As you can see, they took out Vic in the game to bring Geno. I mean, enough said, and now Geno's back into the starting, you know, the starting QB. So hopefully Geno can prove he can snap out of this sophomore jinx and try to salvage the rest of the season. Even though obviously Jets aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, last Monday they played against a tough defense in the Bills. They're going to play against another tough defense in the Dolphins. So. The Dolphins have been playing really well lately, you know, and Jets just have to, you know, pretty much like the Giants, play for pride right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And another thing worth noting, like you were mentioning about the Giants, how, you know, Kaplan might be replaced. Another thing that, you know, both New York teams are going to be looking out for is the situation down in San Francisco with the 49ers. You know, there's rumors Jim Harbaugh might, you know, at the end of the year, he might not be with that team. So he might be a free agent. So that's something worth, you know, noting. Keep an eye on, you know, in the offseason.
Yeah.
But that's many months, you know, away, like, you know, after the Super Bowl in February. So
yeah.
That's something to keep an eye out for. But one thing that you unfortunately we wish we wouldn't keep an eye on is the New York Knicks. And
oh
my, talk about stealing a word from Sam Becker from Quantum Leap. Oh boy, oh boy is right, man. My goodness, the Knicks, man, they just keep getting their butts kicked, and their recent butt whooping came from the Thunder, where Russell Westbrook shockingly makes his return, you know, comes out of an injury, you know, to face the Knicks. And he torched the Knicks. I mean, you know, Knicks lost by 27 points. I mean, it. I mean, there's nothing really more to say other than that. Knicks were being manhandled. And, you know, tonight, Melo is going to see if he could try to come back, you know, when they face the Heat, you know, tonight. So,
hopefully, Melo going to be back tonight?
It's a possibility. I don't think it's set in stone, but he's trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the final word is because the game's going to start at 7:30. So
right.
I would assume by 7 or a minimum, you know, before, you know, maybe 10 minutes before, you know, 7:30, we should know by then. But, you know, this show will be long over by then.
Right.
But then again, with Melo, you know, Knicks are, you know, what, 4-I lost count of with their record. It's 4-13. So, you know, even with Melo, they didn't play that well.
Yeah, they're not a good team, man. It's tough to say, but they're not a good team.
Oh yeah. And man, my goodness, I don't even know. I'm speechless. I mean, they've been 0-3 on this trip so far, and they're going to be facing, you know, the Heat. So this isn't going to get any prettier. Even though, you know, LeBron is in Cleveland, he took his talents back to Cleveland. But you know,
that doesn't matter. Knicks get beat by anybody these days.
We're still going to get our butt whooped anyway. I mean, the Cavaliers without LeBron James for the past couple of years, 4 years, whooped our behind.
Yeah.
The funny thing is we whooped their behinds earlier this year with LeBron. So you never know. With sports, you know, anything is possible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully Melo can come back and hopefully they could play some defense. Actually show that they have some heart out there.
Well, they're definitely a better team when Melo's scoring the ball. So.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
But they got to play better defense, man. It's still early, you know. The season is not lost yet.
Yeah.
But the way they're playing, you know, it doesn't look like they're going anywhere.
I mean, this is how bad the season is. Their record is similar to it's just a slightly better than the Giants and the Jets.
Yeah,
I mean, that just shows you right there how the season is, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
My goodness, it's a very horrible day in New York sports. I mean, it's like a rematch. It's like a replay of last year, last season.
Shit, the past
except
few
for the,
seasons.
Except for the Rangers, basically. Rangers is the only team that's you know, doing well, you know, lately. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they won yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 3-0, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah, Rangers have been playing well, and I think they beat the Flyers, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah, they're playing. They're the only New York team right now worth watching.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah, they beat the Flyers 5-2.
Okay.
So, you know, they you know, you just gotta tip your hat to the Rangers, man.
Yeah, the real team in New York City right now.
Yeah, for real. They're the only team in New York City is holding it down, man.
Mhm.
And I guess we'll shift gears to the MLS as the Red Bulls, they got eliminated. They lost the combined score, you know, 4-3. They lost the first leg of the Eastern Conference matchup 2-1, and then yesterday they lost. Actually, it was a 2-2 tie, but you know, they were supposed to win by at least two goals. So since they didn't do that, you know, they're eliminated. So the New England Revolution advanced to the MLS Finals. Stop me if you haven't heard a New England team beat a New York team before.
Yeah, usually it's the other way around. Usually the
Especially with your guy, the Yankees.
Yeah, you know, or not even the Giants with the Patriots.
Yeah. And the LA Galaxy, they're gonna face the Sounders later tonight. So the Revolution's gonna face either the Galaxy or the Sounders, you know, for the championship, which would be Saturday. So for those MLS fans, you know, they get a treat, unless if you're you know, a Red Bulls fan, and unfortunately it's another year without a title.
Yeah, have they ever won a title?
I'm pretty sure they haven't won a title. I mean, I know the Cosmos won in their league, like in the 70s. But the Red Bulls, they've never won, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure they've never won. But you know, better luck next year.
Yeah.
And one thing we won't have to wait until next year is last week's Survivor Series. And before we get to all the matches and the predictions, the results, man, let's just go straight to the big news. Sting finally stepped foot in a WWE ring. Two constants that we thought would never happen. Undertaker losing at WrestleMania and Sting never setting foot at WrestleMania. And in this very year, we saw the streak end, unfortunately, by Brock Lesnar, and we saw last week Sting finally appeared in WWE, and he made a statement against Triple H.
Yeah, it was about time that he, you know, all this talk, you know, for months that he's going to show up in WWE, and you never seen him, and now he finally arrived.
Oh, yeah. And he basically, at the end of the match, traditional Survivor Series match, 5-on-5 match, Dolph Ziggler was down 3-1 to the team authority, and Ziggler rallied back, and you know, he was going to lose because Triple H, you know, gave him a pedigree, even though Triple H wasn't supposed to be in the match. But as we assume, Triple H, in typical Triple H fashion, he cheated, but this time he didn't succeed because Sting made his long-awaited debut, which many people thought would have happened in 2001, and he gave Triple H a stare down, which was a WWE moment in itself, and he delivered the Scorpion Death Drop to Triple H, and he put Ziggler. He made Ziggler pin Seth Rollins for the victory. And as a result, Team Cena are still employed, while Team Authority are no longer the authority in WWE. And that's what I think is best for business. What's your thoughts on the whole thing?
It was it was a good match to see. Team Cena versus the Authority. Cena got eliminated early along with
Mark Henry,
who else? Seth Rollins. Well, no, Seth Rollins
was he was the last person eliminated from Team Authority.
Right.
Thanks to Sting's, you know, interference.
Right. And I think Rusev and Ryback got counted out or something, right?
I think so, yeah, because Rusev did a plunge off the, I think off the top rope, and he missed and crashed through the table. So his undefeated, his pinless and submission streak is still intact.
Right.
But he lost.
Yeah, and I think Team Cena deserved to win that match, man. Tired of seeing the Authority.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, the Authority was bragging this was the best team in Survivor Series, man. You can't argue with that because they had you know, Seth Rollins, Mr. Money in the Bank. They had Mark Henry, Rusev. Well, Kane. I guess Kane was the weakest link, if that's weird to say. You know, and Kane is usually a powerhouse, you know, before he went all corporate Kane on us.
Right, right.
Who else was in this match? Kane is always the person I always forget is in Team Authority. Who else was in Team Authority? Luke Harper.
Oh, right, right.
I think that's about it. I think I named everybody else.
It was Seth Rollins, Kane, Mark Henry, Rusev, and Luke Harper. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
And then, you know, on Team Cena, you had Cena, Ziggler, Big Show, who betrayed Cena.
All
at
right.
At the match, I mean, at the end of the match, which led to Cena's elimination. So Big Show, for the 1 millionth time in his career, he turned into a heel again.
Yep.
And let me see. I'm trying to remember who else was in that team. Oh yeah, Eric Rowan, which was a nice surprise. And is that it?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
and
back.
All right, and yes, you're right. That's it. That's what I forgot.
Yeah.
And that was a great match, especially highlighted by Sting's debut. And of course, the Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt match was awesome, as expected. I didn't like the ending that much. I wish Dean Ambrose would have got the victory and then the carnage that he did afterwards.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It is what it is, you know. I knew as soon as he started hitting him with the chairs and the table, you know, putting him through a table, I knew that he was going to eventually pull out the ladder. The TLC match, which is definitely going to go down next month.
Yep. Going to be Kane and Ryback. Well, is it Kane? Yeah, it's Kane and Ryback in a chairs match, I think.
In a
right?
chairs match. My right. least favorite match in the world. A chairs match. I mean, come on. What's the difference between a chairs match and a no disqualification match? You can only use a chair in a chairs match if you use anything else as disqualification? I mean, I don't get it. Is that the difference? What is a chairs match? Seriously. Can you take a timeout and sit on a chair and then hit somebody? And I never understand the reason for a chair. I mean, yes, TLC, I know there's a tables match, there's a ladders match, but I mean, chairs, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But
yeah.
That's another story for another time. Oh, yeah, AJ lost the title when Brie and AJ reenacted the Daniel Bryan losing the title at WrestleMania 28. And basically there's rumors that, you know, AJ is going to, you know, retire or leave the WWE, you know, after the TLC. And now that we're talking about AJ, her husband, CM Punk, basically revealed that allegedly he was fired from the company on his wedding day.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, it was very shocking. I mean, it looks like he's never going to come back to WWE. And, you know, in a recent interview, he really went into the company saying that, you know, he didn't want to face Triple H at this year's WrestleMania, you know, because Triple H failed to put him over as the star that he was at the time,
yeah.
You know, before he left. And, it was a very interesting interview he gave, you know. Sad that, you know.
I think we may see him again in WWE. I don't think this will be the last of CM Punk.
the reports are is that WWE's pretty furious with him right now, and he doesn't want to come back. I just don't see him coming back. I mean, he was, according to him, he was fighting with a serious back injury,
yeah,
an infection, and it looks like he's not coming back, man.
I don't know. You know, we always see it with WWE where they have some kind of issue with a past star, and you always see,
yeah,
the star come back later on, whether it's Hulk,
yeah,
Hogan or Bret Hart.
Or even Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior.
Just before his death. The only person, unfortunately, that never made it right with was Macho Man.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. CM Punk, especially it looks like Triple H is definitely not going to forgive him. It looks like it's not going to let him back into the company, looks like. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what's going to we'll see what happens in the future. But with that, you have anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show IMAX Saturdays 11 and come back, check out this show Sports of Legend every Sundays at 6.
You heard the guy, but unfortunately, next Sunday, there won't be a show next Sunday because unfortunately I have a conflict schedule, so I won't be able to have the show next week. But you will see me next week or hear from me 2 weeks from now. So with that, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.